Hey, so you're on part of this team. I know we did a story yesterday about the Christmas parade, the medians. I mean, you already know it's a problem. You've met with TxDOT. Where do you see how do we get out of this thing? How do we fix it?
Words matter. I know that. And you know, my thoughts, you know what my thoughts are. You were going to ask me the last time, what are we asking for in our next appropriations for, or what are we going to be asking TxDOT for? I said, like, we'd like to get some funding for the removal of the medians in Texas Avenue. I think that, you know, you're going to catch me on something. I'm probably going to start something else.
No,
you've done this to me before.
I don't want to do this. But the problem is, I mean, this is something. This is a real world thing. And yeah, the Christmas parade only happens once. It's important, but we also know that it has to do with businesses and things like that.
Well, and I think that it goes beyond that. Obviously, emergency vehicles. You know, the fire department, the police department. You know, you have to reroute, having to do things in seconds in those situations that matter. So what they were calling the suicide lanes now, I think, really are going to be like, you know, their collision course to things that are greater impact. And that's heart attacks, you know, real wrecks. I mean, when you're responding to emergencies, you just can't get anywhere easily anymore. And you have to really think about it. And now you're talking about a heart attack or a stroke that seconds matter. And you're a minute away because you got to go up and make a 5-point U-turn on a big truck or go through the neighborhoods that aren't designed to handle those big trucks all the time. So I think the unintended consequences are really going to be bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we were talked about this, and then I'm really upset, and I've got to talk to TxDOT here, and I've got a meeting with them coming up again too. But you know, sometimes you got to take a breath and take a step back.
Sure.
You know, we were told at that, you know, way early in this thing back in 2019, 2020, that, you know, the improvements and the burying of the lines and the sidewalks and the pedestrian paths and everything else, that was the only reason that it made sense to some of the people that were on council to get this thing done, because they were going to pay the majority of all this stuff. That stuff should have came. The easement should have been bought. All that stuff should have been first, should have been planned, should have been done at one time. We got these medians, the very first thing, when there are no loons to turn, you can't make those critical turns around, and all this done is to really kind of disrupt everybody's life. I personally feel myself, and I'm not speaking for anybody else.
You're one member.
But I do feel like we kind of got duped on this thing. I really want to see when they push this thing back that many years, not that it means anything to me, but I won't even be mayor by the time this thing is even, you know, started. Which is not what we were told when everything happened. I mean, I absolutely, you know, I voted against it.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Nelson voted against it, and I still cautiously optimistic, but I'm just, with some of the things that are going on, I'm just wondering why we spend this kind of money, you know, just because we have money to spend.
Got it. All right. Well said.